Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Halfway through what is my final show this week on this time slot. So no after hours for me this time tomorrow because I am hosting an afternoon show on Friday. Once again, my weekend will start 12 hours later than I am used to, but it's all right. I'll take one for the team. So I'll be with you 3 p.m. Eastern. That's noon Pacific. Filling in for Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio on Friday afternoon. That's where you can hear me. I believe it's also live streamed on the CBS Sports Radio YouTube channel. Pretty sure that's going to have to change come the week after, but I don't have any more details than you do, so you can Google it. That's so we know what you know based on the internet. People ask me as though I might know something, as though somehow we have any type of information that we did not get off social media. Nope. We're in the same boat as you are. We now know a little bit about what it's like to be traded and find out from social media. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's see. Phone number 855-212-4227. Do you know what? This kind of dawned on me in the last couple hours that the Ohtani situation, even though there's no smoking gun that ties him to any knowledge of the gambling debts incurred by his former translator or even these bank transactions. Yes, they came from his account, but there's no way to prove that he knew and that he's not telling the truth about the theft, okay? And yet you've got another player, an active, well, he's not active right now, but an athlete in the NBA who is being investigated by the league over these, they're calling them betting irregularities. His name is Jonte Porter. He's a Toronto Raptor. And there have been more than one instance of what they're calling betting irregularities. And I don't know a lot about this. This may make more sense to some of you who are listening. But it's a real serious deal to Adam Silver, because apparently there were prop bets involving Porter for games in late January and late March. And these prop bets, kind of benign, relatively, I don't know, average prop bets, turned into huge money makers. Now that comes from DraftKings Sportsbook. And, you know, we've had different people who rep Sportsbook here on the show, including our friend Johnny, who is actually in Vegas and is the director of DraftKings Sportsbook. So these prop bets were flagged because they shouldn't have been the moneymakers that they were. Meaning, and I'm just doing the, I'm connecting the dots, right? I'm doing the interpretation, if you will. No pun intended. That if these were such huge moneymakers and they were not kind of your average, regular, normal, standard prop bets based on individual players, there's a chance that that player was involved in crafting an outcome that would lead to people making money. Right, Jay? Just so I'm not saying anything that's wrong.
No, right, correct.
All right, so these bets should not have been making money the way that they were, which would potentially indicate that the player himself, Jonte Porter, was either taking money to throw the bets or to incur the type of, well, to help people win the bet. Okay, so I guess without making it more complicated than it is, he may have been involved in manipulating the results and the outcomes in order to help people make a ton of money on these prop bets, which, you know, he's not doing out of the goodness of his heart. He would probably be involved in throwing the game, or if not the game itself, right, definitely orchestrating the outcome of these prop bets. And that obviously is illegal. It's not just illegal in the NBA. It's illegal everywhere. So Jonte Porter is under investigation by the NBA. Adam Silver is angry, and he's determined that they're going to get to the bottom of this. And in fact, he's also talked about making an example of Jonte Porter. He does an entire press conference to deal with these accusations and these allegations, well, and these betting irregularities, because of Tim Donaghy going back now, oh gosh, what's it been, almost 20 years with Tim Donaghy? The former official who was also helping to orchestrate the outcomes, change the outcomes of games so that people could win bets. He was getting paid off behind the scenes to affect the outcomes. If Jonte Porter was doing that as an active player, Adam Silver is saying, hey, I can take a lot of leeway in this situation.
I'm always surprised in any individual circumstance. If you look at the history of sports betting, prior to the mass legalization, it was always legal in Las Vegas, but the mass legalization of it in the United States, there have been incidents. We've had incidents, obviously, you know, with an official. I mean, this is not new, that there's unsavory behavior, even illegal behavior around sports betting. I guess my point is that to the extent it's going to exist, that if you have a regulated environment, that you're going to have a better chance of detecting it than you would if all the bets were placed illegally. I have enormous range of discipline available to me, but it's cardinal sin, you know, that what he's accused of in the NBA, and the ultimate extreme option I have is, you know, to ban him from the game. There is nothing more serious, I think, in, you know, around this league when it comes to, you know, gambling and betting on our games, and that is a direct player involvement. And so investigation is ongoing, but, you know, the consequences could be very severe.
Adam Silver says what we hear from other commissioners, nothing's more important than the integrity of the game. But he does indicate that, of course, with the volume of betting and with now the legalization of sports gambling in the majority of the states in our country, you are going to have people who attempt to take advantage of the system. And he has to deal with it very strictly and very stringently. And he does essentially have the same authority, by the way. Don't people freak out over Roger Goodell's authority when it comes to discipline? Oh yeah, Adam Silver has the same. So does Rob Manfred. They all do. They've been given almost autonomy. Now, there is an appeals process, and you would think the Players Association would get involved. But if Jonte Porter was throwing bets, if Jonte Porter was involved in manipulating outcomes so that people win a bunch of money, I can't imagine they wouldn't ban him. They banned Tim Donaghy. In fact, Donaghy went to prison. And yet here you've got Jonte Porter and this big story. At least I think it's a big story, again, based on the NBA's past and the fact that this already happened in the NBA, and there's been this cloud of suspicion ever since. Hey, what about other referees? What about players? I mean, you'll hear that name every now and then when people want to argue that the NBA is rigged, and I'll say, come on, that's ridiculous. And even our friend John Kincaid will say, what about Tim Donaghy? Remember Tim Donaghy? There's a stink. There's a stench. And so considering the league's history, you would think this Jontay Porter story would be a bigger deal. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani is a worldwide phenomenon. But I'm kind of surprised at the disparity between the attention these two stories are getting. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Couple of other items from the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo does not have any type of a torn Achilles or a blown calf muscle, thankfully. However, he is expected to miss the last two games, I guess, now in the regular season. The Bucks played on Wednesday night. He's got a sore soleus. That's all I'm saying. His soleus is sore. A strain of his soleus. It's a soleus strain. The soleus eclipse of the harsh, right? It's that too. There's so many ways that we can do the alliteration with this. A soleus strain. I don't know why people can't just say calf.
So much easier.
It is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
However, I almost said to my husband on Wednesday, oh, my soleus is sore. I have a sore soleus.
You have to do it.
To see what his reaction would be.
You need to.
I feel so smart. Yes.
What if he goes to the exact area and like starts rubbing? It's like, oh, you need ice, and knows exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That'd be impressive.
That would mean he'd listen to the show.
Well, yeah, I guess.
That's what that would mean. Exactly. Giannis has no issues with his Achilles. That's really good news. And it's just a matter of pain management and how quickly the soleus is secure. How quickly he gets back to a secure soleus. I shouldn't be having this much fun with
it. Like a space term.
I know. Right? A soleus system.
Like something NASA like uses. So you got to secure the soleus.
Yep. The soleus station. It's the station soleus. They could name the space station after the soleus. Oh, dear. Okay, so the Bucks end up beating Orlando without Giannis and without Chris Middleton. And here we go again, right? Dame, Giannis, and Middleton hardly ever play together. Don't ask me how they're going to win a thing in the playoffs if those three guys never play together. It reminds me of the Brooklyn Nets a couple years ago when James Harden, KD, and Kyrie were, I actually think they were the same person. They were never together in public. Ever. And so they might have just been the same guy. The Nets got duped into paying three different players, even though it's just really one guy. Only one played at a time.
Come on, bro.
Tell me I'm wrong. Anyway, they were able to force turnovers by the Magic. Magic are relying on a lot of young guys, like Paolo Banchero, who was the number one draft pick, was it last year? Yeah. And also Jalen Suggs, who came out of Gonzaga, so another real young guy. They're in positions that are relatively unfamiliar in the NBA, and so it's good that the Magic are fighting for a playoff position now, and I think that's how you learn on the job. But in the case of the Bucks, they're kind of past that. It's a bunch of veterans. We mentioned Giannis and Dame, who had 29 points, 9 assists against Orlando, also Chris Middleton. Doc Rivers was talking about Bobby Portis and then Pat Beverly, because those two guys were really critical in them getting this win. I mean, you may say, oh, it's Orlando, but it's been such a roller coaster ride for Milwaukee that they can't afford to take any opponent lightly. So Portis has 30. Pat Beverly plays that crazy defense, and this is exactly what Doc Rivers needs.
They're both nuts, you know. In a very good way. I love guys like them that can be that way but still be under control. You know what I mean? They give the team energy. They're natural instigators. You know, they're not like, it's not fake. It's what they do, but they're not trying to do it. They just do it. And having guys like that on your team are invaluable.
Veterans, right? Let's not talk about it. Let's just do it. Let's talk more action. And really, the time for talking is done with the Bucks. They're not able to catch the Celtics, obviously. that's not happening. But the idea that they are kind of limping into the postseason, first because of a soleus, next because of the fact that they can't get their main guys on the court together, that's got to be a concern. They've clinched a playoff spot. They've won two in a row, but they're really not playing great basketball. And I don't know, can you look at them at all since Doc Rivers took over and say they've had a real consistent stretch? It doesn't feel that way. The Knicks, by the way, are in the 3 spot in the East. It's been a long time since we could say that. Jalen Brunson has been terrific. Cavaliers are right there. The Magic, at this point, have the same exact record as the Pacers and are currently in the 5 spot and are trying to avoid that play-in tournament. So there's still much to be decided. And we know the 10 teams that will be in the playoffs in both the East and the West. What we don't know is all the seeding. Well, big game on Wednesday night in Denver for first place in the West.
Murray at the dotted line, working against McDaniels. He goes to the left hand, beat him off the dribble, throws it over to Joker at the nail. Jumper, good. 93-87. Denver leads it by 6 points. Hands it off over to Porter. Porter turns the corner, fadeaway jumper. Yeah! 21-8 run, Denver! They lead it by 8, their big lead of the game. Will be Denver basketball. Jokic has it. Oh, spin move on Gobert. Beat him badly. Left-handed hook shot up and in. 99-90. Denver leads it by 9. Anthony Edwards layup no good. Rebound down to Porter. Porter quickly up the floor. Denver's pushing the pace. Alley-oop. Dunk, Christian Brown. Let's go. Christian Brown. Denver leads it by 14. Timeout, Minnesota.
That's the voice of one Jason Kosmicki. I was actually listening to this game, so I had to listen to it because my husband was already in bed. So I'm listening to it while I'm getting ready, and I pick it up about midway through the third quarter into the fourth quarter, and Kosmicki was losing his mind over not just that one Brown dunk that you hear, and that one was terrific. It was a fast break. It was in transition. Brown switches hands, goes up, and jams it down with his left hand over the top of Rudy Gobert. But you also had two other dunks that came within 60 seconds of each other late in the fourth quarter. If you haven't seen them, I highly recommend it. Jay, if you want to check out the Nuggets Twitter and see if they've got a montage of it. But yeah, Christian Brown goes nuts. 3 possessions in a minute that result in him coming up with huge dunks. And one of them on top of Rudy Gobert. So yeah, Jamal Murray, DeAndre Jordan in awe of what they saw from Brown.
That might have been one of the most insane dunks I've ever seen live, honestly. That was crazy. I didn't think he was going to do that.
It was a fantastic play. We were very excited. I think, honestly, we didn't think he was going to dunk the ball. He was coming in. It was a 2-on-1. We thought he was going to throw a lob to P.Y. Then he just, Christian's very athletic, but I think that's a play that he'll remember for a long time.
I would definitely say it's probably the best so far. I think the sequence was really fun too. You know, just getting up and down, and you know, that's when we play our best basketball. And then, you know, P.Y. gets one right after that. That was really cool. So yeah, it was definitely probably my best sequence in the NBA yet.
How about that? Christian Brown coming off the bench, played 27 minutes, had 8 points, but 3 dynamic and memorable dunks out of Kansas. So first season was 2022, in which he was a first round pick, but making an impression with the Denver Nuggets. And the most fun always is watching the bench's reaction, especially when it is a reserve player who doesn't typically have a flair for dramatic dunks. So that was kind of fun. So yes, with the victory, and Denver and Minnesota played toe-to-toe in the first half, but in the second half, the Nuggets were able to pull away. Jokic finished with 41, and when he wasn't scoring, he was setting up his teammates. I mean, Caitlin Clark, Nikola Jokic, they have a lot in common. Well, not size, but just the way they play. And if they can't get off the quality shot, they're looking for their teammates. And so the Nuggets had an edge in the second half, and now they have an edge in the NBA standing. They currently are sitting in that one spot with a game lead over both the Thunder and the Timberwolves. And here's the thing. They've got 2 games left. All right, so we're looking at the very end of the NBA regular season. There's a lot happening this week in sports, including the Masters. So about an hour from now, when is it? All right, so about an hour and a half from now, we're going to head to the Masters and get a live preview from our friend Matt Adams of the Golf Channel and Fairways of Life. So he'll join us because they have the first tee times in a few hours. The par three competition won by Ricky Fowler, actually. Really sweet moments, kids draining putts, and just a lot of fun. It's always a family affair, and fans really get into it. So that's coming up next hour because the Masters starts today. Also, really cool, talking family affair, in Major League Baseball, the debut, long-awaited debut of MLB's top prospect, Jackson Holliday. Yes, Dad Matt was in attendance as the Orioles were in Boston, and he made his big league debut. A lot of people really excited to see what he can do at the major league level, and so we'll hear from him. Plus, the Guardians have brothers who homer in the same inning on National Siblings Day. Okay. I don't actually believe sports were rigged, but if I did, that would be an example. Also, Caitlin Clark gets a final farewell with the faithful in Iowa City. And Tara Vanderveer, well, she explains why she retired from Stanford and says it has nothing to do with the Pac-12 disintegrating. Oh, and did I mention Aaron Rodgers? Stop it! Okay, Ohtani. Stop trying to hijack our show. It's after hours.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You will be the last to wear number 22, and you will become the third Hawkeye women's basketball player in history to have her number retired.
You know, I look up in the rafters and I see that Final Four banner from last year, and I'm going to look forward to seeing number 22 hang up there as well. But I'm also looking forward to seeing another Final Four banner up there that says Cleveland on it. National runner-up.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From Iowa City, Caitlin Clark got a final chance to say goodbye, and she was surprised by the news from athletic director Beth Goetz that they will retire her number 22. And I really, really appreciate the positive approach and the optimistic outlook. It wasn't a championship the way they wanted it to be, but back-to-back years, they finished as national runner-up. A lot of teams would take the experience that Iowa had the last two seasons, even if it meant not winning the title. They have lived such an incredible college career, the seniors, in Caitlin Clark, Kate Martin, Gabby Marshall, Molly Davis, the others. I mean, this is the stuff that dreams are made of. And now for Caitlin, who's the Wooden Award winner for a second consecutive year, who is the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball, who many people are pointing to as, if not single-handedly responsible, 90% responsible for all the extra attention and the skyrocketing interest in women's college hoops. And I said it last night, I'll say it again. She has got a lot on her plate. 2 years in which they play deep into April. But this year, with all the attention, all the media requests, all the awards circuit, and she's doing that again. The WNBA draft is Monday. I know this because of some of my connections. I've received emails about the different Zoom calls and press events that she has to go through. And not just her, others like Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso, Cameron Brink, other high-profile young women who are hitting the WNBA draft. And so she's going through that, then right into training camp. First preseason game is in early May. So we're talking about 3 weeks from her first preseason game. And her season tips off a month after she gets drafted. Forget graduation. I don't know if she's in class or how you navigate classes. Maybe she's done because she had the extra year in there. But it's a lot on her plate. I can imagine she's exhausted, so I hope she's getting some sleep. But I'm not sure where there's any downtime built in. Now, that is a price that you pay for being in the spotlight the way she has this year. Not that she would change it, and I love how gracious she has remained. The fact that she's thrilled to celebrate with the fans in Iowa City, and she continues to tell them how much it means to her that they support her. And so she also addressed the crowd after finding out her number would be retired.
Super incredible, something I'm very thankful for, and obviously I've had some amazing teammates over the course of my 4 years here, and there's been a lot of really good 22s to come before me and play for this program, whether it's Kathleen Doyle or Sam Logic, so that number holds a lot of weight, far beyond my name, and I guess I'm just really grateful, and it'll be a special day when that happens, for sure.
She finished her career with nearly 4,000 points, more than 1,100 assists, an All-American every season. And man, think about the crowds that showed up to watch her play. Remember in the preseason last fall, they sold out the football stadium for an exhibition game. And then every game they played this year at home, they sold out. And then on the road, they sold out. And the TV ratings, nearly 19 million people tuned in to watch the championship game against South Carolina. It's amazing. But you know what? She started her career during COVID, which means initially the crowds that she played in front of, they were tiny, if there were any fans at all. And so what a difference a couple of years makes, but she deserves all the credit for how gracious and classy she's remained, how humble. I mean, you hear her or you see her getting all excited, but she handles all this attention with such humility. And I love that. And she never forgets the people who have supported her.
You all inspired me just as much as I inspired you. And you allowed me to live out my dream every single day. And for that, I'm forever thankful. So thank you. It's been very special. And this place will always be home to me.
I love it. I love that we get to hear from her again, even as she bids farewell to what she's known and moves on to the next level. I'm not sure if you guys heard the interview that Scott Van Pelt did with Diana Taurasi. We won't play it, but I'll just summarize part of what I heard. She's essentially said, and I don't think she was referring to Caitlin solely, but she essentially said that the rookies who are entering the WNBA are in for a rude awakening, that it's not taking advantage of 18 and 19 year olds, right? This is a completely different world. And she said, we all went through it, right? But you're about to battle against grown women who've played professional basketball for years, and they're not going to take it easy on you. And they don't care that you scored more points than any other in women's college basketball. And I thought that was interesting. I mean, it's certainly the case for any sport, right? Think about the jump from college to pros. You're dealing with maybe one or two professional or future professionals at the college level. When you get to the actual pros, they've all earned their stripes and they're all making money and they're all trying to keep their jobs. But the idea too, and this happens, don't think it doesn't. The idea too that some of these professionals will take great pride and pleasure in putting Caitlin Clark in her place, right? Not because she's been a B-I-T-C-H about it. She's not. But just because they're tired of hearing about her, right? And that happens at the NFL level. The number of high-profile rookie quarterbacks who get into the league and a linebacker can't wait to flatten them, or a defensive lineman can't wait to log their first sack, or a DB wants to pick them off or come in on a blindside blitz. I mean, the defensive guys get tired of hearing about quarterbacks before they've ever taken a snap in the NFL, and they want to say, hey, welcome to the NFL, rookie.
It's also how you get your name on a highlight reel.
Right, true, good point. So Caitlin Clark, her number will be retired. She wins another Wooden Award, and the draft is just days away, which, of course, we'll talk about. Can I tell you the truth? I've never watched a WNBA draft from start to finish. It's not something we would be talking about here on the air. I usually watch the top of the draft, especially when I'm trying to figure out where some of the best players are going. And I think maybe I've mentioned it one or two times. Like Breonna Stewart, for instance, that was a big deal. I mean, there are players that, you know, I've been interested to watch go from college to the pro ranks, especially some that I've covered or I've called games for. But there's going to be mass interest in this WNBA draft. And I can imagine the first few minutes of it, if not the first hour, the first round, will end up getting big ratings again. Tara Vanderveer is stepping away from coaching basketball. We told you that last night. The longtime coach at Stanford, 38 years on the bench and a 45-year career. She's got more than 1,200 wins. She just passed Coach Mike Krzyzewski in January for the most wins at the D1 level, men or women. And she was asked about why now? Why make the decision to retire at this point, even as Stanford is heading to the ACC?
I went into kind of this year extremely motivated. We had had motto, best year ever, and it's been a fantastic year. And I just really wanted to enjoy every practice, every game. And after every year, I really evaluate it. I probably retired at least 20 times in my mind. You know, I mean, it's hard work. You are exhausted after the season. And so I wanted to give myself some time when our season was finished and just really, you know, make sure I knew that this was what I wanted to do. So, but the time has felt right. I want to just say that it has nothing to do with going into the ACC. That was a motivator to want to stay to play that competition because I think it's going to be a great, great league. But, you know, my mom is 97 this year. Mm. And I think just wanting to do things that maybe you just, you know, want to do in your life. And you realize that, you know, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your real life.
How about that? I didn't realize that her mom was still alive, but 97 years old, that's amazing. Yeah, you want to spend more time with family. And now with the NIL, the transfer portal, it's even more intense for coaches. People ask me all the time, if you weren't hosting a radio show or working in sports broadcasting, what would you be doing? And I always say I'd be teaching or coaching. Now, I may not have discovered that earlier in my life because I wasn't interested in teaching, but I did a bunch of coaching when I was younger, mostly kids, youth camps, that kind of thing. But I also helped out in a couple of high school teams and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed coaching. And then the follow-up is, well, what would you coach? Do you know I would never coach in college because the recruiting never freaking ends? It's nonstop. I've seen the schedules and the traveling for these college coaches because I've worked so closely in that field for 20 plus years. It never stops. It never stops. These coaches, especially the assistant coaches, are on the road during the season. They'll leave a game site and go watch a high school player and then get back and rejoin the team for practice the next day. That's why we have so many college coaches that listen to our show, because they're always on the road, not just for games, but because they're recruiting. And now you think about the transfer portal and you don't just have to watch high school players. You got to watch everybody else's players too, to know what you're looking at. It's nonstop. And even when the season is over, they still have work that must be done. And there's so many regulations and all that kind of stuff. So I certainly understand. I would never want to do it. And at 78 years old, she has coached for 45 years. She's loved it. And she says the Pac-12 has nothing to do with it, that actually she would have enjoyed the experience of competing in the ACC.
I honestly have to pinch myself and just say, wow, what a ride, what incredible opportunity to be coaching at Stanford, working here, and to coach the outstanding young women that I get to coach. And I got a, as you can imagine, my phone blew up, text from Chinee, NECA, Roz. It's just, I can't imagine a better life.
Good. I'm glad that she's happy. She deserves to ride off into the sunset whenever she chooses. And it sounds like it's perfect timing. Three national championships, including the most recent in 2021, five-time coach of the year, including 2020, 14 Final Four. Stanford has been one of the gold standards in women's college basketball for years. And she is an icon. She's a Hall of Famer. 1,200 wins speaks for itself, but there's so much more to this story. Let's see. Coming up, why don't we hear a little bit from John Calipari about why he has decided to join the Arkansas Razorbacks. And really, it was more about him addressing Arkansas and the fan base on Wednesday. And then maybe a little bit about what we're going to see at the Masters. Do I want to say that for next hour? I don't know. There's a lot. You know what? John Calipari, Aaron Rodgers. That feels like a fun mix.
You are listening to the...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The After Hours Podcast.
It's been a dream, what we've been able to do. But 15 years, time for another voice. And you know I'm always going to be a fan. Thank you.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Right on the heels of John Calipari bidding farewell to Kentucky in what was about a 4-minute video on social media, he is introduced to the Arkansas faithful as the brand new head coach of the Razorbacks. And boy, was he fired up to talk to his newest fan base.
This program, you talk about some of the best jobs in the country. In basketball, this is one of them. We can say what we want. This is one of them. This is a state that I'm comfortable in. It's how I grew up.
All smiles, people lined up to greet John Calipari and welcome him to Fayetteville, pumping his fists. No doubt there are others on the campus that were doing the same. So yeah, I got lots of cheers as he was introduced on Wednesday. He did say it was difficult to leave Lexington, but it's always a little less challenging to leave a situation if you got another one waiting for you. And Arkansas became available, or the job became open, because Eric Musselman went to USC. So Arkansas has, under Musselman, has established itself as at least a perennial tournament contender, right? Elite Eight twice, the Sweet 16, that was under Musselman. He had great energy. He could get, he could get you to buy the oceanfront property in Arizona. I know I mentioned that on the last edition of the show. This is a guy that just inspires so much excitement and obviously could back it up. So now John Calipari comes on the heels of that as a national championship winner and as a guy who certainly knows how to recruit. But how exactly do you put a team together, right? I mean, that's the hard part, because a lot of the recruits, well, they've either backed out or you've got guys who've hit the transfer portal with a coaching change.
I met with the team. There is no team. So now I got to – Hunter's really extremely confident. But we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will. It may take a little longer because there are kids that put their name in the NBA draft that are going to go through some of the process, which means do you wait for that kid – or do you go take somebody that's not quite as good and you're going to be juggling balls? That's what we do now.
So kind of speaking to the new process in college basketball, and here's what I think is interesting. He is starting fresh. He doesn't have the Kentucky name or the blue blood type of association. He certainly has a large number of former players who are in the pros that he can take into a locker room. I mean, that's some kind of clout when you can use that to recruit guys to follow you. And so you've got a bunch of pros who would speak publicly and are speaking publicly about the impact that Coach Cal had on them. He wasn't going to leave. That's something else that was revealed during this introduction at Arkansas. He said that just 2 weeks ago, he was sitting with Kentucky officials and talking about his future. But here's kind of how it played out. So this is interesting. He said, now, he loves Arkansas for a couple of reasons. He had a mentor who was formerly a coach there. But he did say that this really rich and famous Arkansas booster, his name is John Tyson, and if you know that, it's Tyson Foods. So he's the chairman of Tyson Foods. That's where the money comes from. He's an Arkansas power broker. I'm no doubt at all, I'm sure, that he's also providing some of the NIL money or some of the endorsements that athletes are getting, right? So he called Coach Calipari and asked him to meet with the Arkansas athletic director. His name is Hunter Yurecek, and you heard Cal reference him. So he called and asked that Calipari would at least take the meeting with the Arkansas AD while they were both in Phoenix for the Final Four. And that is how it started. One thing led to another. He's real fired up. Not at all looking at this as a painful exit or a bittersweet goodbye. Now he's ready for a new challenge.
I loved it there. My wife loved it there. You know what? 15 years I was there. Did everything I could. Gave every ounce of everything I could. And you know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go.
He sounds like Jay. Like, I'm like, let's go.
Sweet.
He sounds much cooler than I do. I'm like, let's go. Like, I'm like.
Like, I'm like, let's go.
Sounds like one of his kids. But no doubt, though, you hear the vernacular of a bunch of students or young people, and you start talking like them. That's for sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. That'll be an interesting storyline for next college basketball season. I mentioned Aaron Rodgers. You may not have known this until he uttered it on the I Can Fly podcast, but apparently he thought his career might be done when he tore his Achilles with the New York Jets before they ever finished their first offensive sequence last season.
I was heartbroken on September 11th in the locker room thinking my career might be over. And that's how I'm going to go out. And after all the beauty in the summer and Hard Knocks and a new team and just being in New Jersey and the excitement, talking with our amazing fan base and just feeling just the energy and the momentum building, and then that.
Do we have time for one more or no? Okay, so maybe we'll try to save some more, but if you want to hear it, he spoke for 2 hours. Not that we were going to play even 0.2% of his 2 hours on the I Can Fly podcast, But he actually went back. I mean, we're talking way back. He went back to the ayahuasca and the darkness retreat and the exit with the Packers. And then he talked about how the injury turned out to be a blessing, which I do appreciate. Whether or not you think he's full of it and you're tired of hearing from Aaron Rodgers, it's going to happen again as soon as we get these voluntary workouts and then OTAs and everything else.
You know, it's going to be hard to cancel me.
I love that he is talking up New Jersey. Let's go. Like, I'm like, let's go. Anyway, he can see the silver lining, and I appreciate that. Humans are resilient, and if we can find the silver lining to our failures, it makes us better in the future.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.